I play tennis. I try my best in every moment, and I think about how important and how big for me is be here playing the semifinals of Wimbledon. For me, it's really a dream, and enjoying this moment at the same time suffering because I want to do well and I want to have my chance to win.
If you were playing you, what would you be frightened of?
I don't know.
What do you think, though? If you were playing you, you'd think,
probably.
He's really good at that. What do you think it would be, Rafa?
Probably if Rafa is playing well, the intensity of the game and the concentration, be able to play at very good level long time. No, that's probably the most important thing to play against me. I don't know.
So the key elements of your game, what are the best parts of your game, do you think?
I think I'm a regular player. I think probably for my game, I never play really bad and I can play really well, but my level always stays there. I don't have a lot up and down, so that's a very important thing for me. And the forehand for me is my best shot, and I improved a lot the last few years, the position on court, playing more inside the court and be able to play more aggressive.
You're a very sporting man, aren't you? At the French Tennis Open, there were times when the ball looked as though it was out and you said, yes, it was. You could have taken advantage. Why are you so sporting?
I think that's a normal thing. I think that's part of the game. And I am too shy to do something wrong. And after I have to watch myself doing something wrong on the TV later. Or, you know, if I feel one ball, the line says out and the ball is good, especially on clay, you have the mark there. And if I see the mark good, I cannot say is out. That's my feeling.
But you're very honest, aren't you? It's some players would dispute it. You know, you're honest.
I don't know. That's probably comes natural or the education of the family. I don't know.
I'd like to talk about you being down to earth. While you've been here, you've been to the supermarket and you shop. And you're not like a superstar sportsman. Many people in your position would not be so nice. And you are a nice sportsman, aren't you? Why are you like
Thank
that?
Thank you. Thank you very much. But seriously, I always had a really normal life. You know, I am from a small village of Mallorca, and there I have a completely normal life. I go out with the friends, and I go to the supermarket, I go to the cinema. I have a totally normal life. So if I am here, I always try to do the same, and I am happy. I really don't feel somebody really different than other one. You know, that's the truth, and I don't like to. Even when I am here on the club, I have that security around me. I am too shy to go like this.
You just like to be you. If you win Wimbledon for a third time, it will be sort of like McEnroe and Becker, who have also won it three times. What do you think about having your name coupled with Becker, with McEnroe?
For me, be compared with these great champions is always a really honour. So happy about everything. I want to enjoy the moment. Try my best on Sunday. You know, I have a very tough opponent in front and I have to play my best match to try to win, and that's what I'm going to try.
What do you admire most about Novak Djokovic?
Well, his ability to make very difficult things very easy. Very good defense game. His attack is very good too. He can play aggressive. In my opinion, he's a very complete player.
Have you dreamt at all about winning Wimbledon again? Do you do that? I mean,
I didn't.
No?
I didn't. But for me, it's a really dream being a final, and for sure, I will be in trouble to sleep.
And a couple of final questions. In Spain, what impact do you have doing so well again at Wimbledon? And I'm thinking the World Cup football team did brilliantly. Your under-21s have just done extremely well. You must be so proud, and they must be so proud of you.
I think everybody in Spain is very proud about the moment of the sport that we are having the chance to enjoy. For me, like a spectator, for sure, as a player, but like a fan of sport in general, a lot of success of the sports in Spain for the last probably 5-6 years, and that's something really unbelievable. And we have to enjoy a lot this moment, but that's going to be very difficult to repeat in the future.
You're 25. In 25 years' time, if somebody wrote a book, what would you like one page to say about you, do you think, Rafa Nadal?
Well, for sure I want to be remembered like a good player, but especially like a good person.